that tickled weirdly.
I'm going to specifically tickle you now that you said it.
Is it bad that I think it looks better on Poseidon than me?
No. Poseidon looks,
looks
good in everything.
So weird.
And with that,
oh,
welcome.
Have we been recording?
No, just for the past few seconds. Okay. Welcome everybody to the Lifecast, where we talk about video games and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm Deanna.
Hello.
To my left is Dan.
Hello.
To his left is Sydney.
Hello.
To her left is Pat.
Hi.
And to his left is Adam. And then to Adam's left is myself.
No, to my left is my phone.
You know?
We'd have to, like, go around.
That's Denise.
Denise?
This is Denise?
No, that's Denise.
Who's Denise?
Do you see ghosts?
Yes.
Hey, Denise.
Anyway.
Spoopy.
So.
Ghosts don't have hands.
We don't need to ask Pat what he's been playing, because it's Blackjack. We were all just playing Blackjack.
I was.
Or Overwatch.
Except for Sydney. What have you guys been playing?
Ooh. Clean up the kitchen at work.
Jimmy.
Sounds great.
I played Damn. Clean my room.
I played clean the nasty refrigerator.
I'm an adult.
Is this Rich liking my thing, or did we get a new question?
Oh, shit.
Neither.
Never mind.
Well, yeah, we have actual questions today, but let's go in order. Dan, what have you been playing?
Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator.
You have a review for that
yep.
on our site.
It should be up.
Pat.
Sorry.
This
I
is a civil podcast.
Yeah, Pat.
We don't indulge in vulgarity here.
Fight me!
Are you sure about that?
No.
Is this like one man blackjack?
All right, 19,
I won.
What else?
That's it.
That's it?
I've just been obsessing over Guilty Gear lately. It's like the best game ever right now for
okay.
me. I just bought Mighty No. 9.
Ever. That's... Whoa.
I just picked up my copy of Mighty No. 5.6. I'll probably be playing that tonight.
Okay.
That won't be.
And Sydney?
Does Netflix count as a video game?
Yes.
Because I watched all of Orange is New Black, and I'm almost all caught up on Game of Thrones.
I am on episode 9.
Keep
I have
going.
To watch it. It's getting so good. And, like, we won't discuss spoilers
nope.
on this podcast, because it's only going to be a week old.
Not even. It came out Friday.
Yeah. Well, it will only be a week old when,
oh,
this, when this podcast is published. But, yeah. Orange is the New Black is the shit. Pat, what you been playing?
Overwatch. Like, a lot.
Quite a lot. Give me,
like,
an hour.
How many
Give me
hours?
An hour count.
Fuck.
That, I said, like,
oh, wait, I did
number.
Play something this week.
What?
Like, so much.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
This
weird,
isn't about
perfect.
Me, right?
Like,
now. I just said, like, 46 hours, I think.
I don't have an exact hour.
Well,
just,
you
like,
should check
all
your
day.
Hours.
You can do that?
Yeah, the fun career profile.
I don't look at that shit.
Maybe you should. Maybe not the hours you have.
That's a horrifying birthday cake.
Yeah. I was trying to find something horrifying, and I think it worked well.
I just. Played all day, all weekend.
Damn.
All day, every day.
I played all day yesterday. I did absolutely nothing.
This shit's fun.
Like, I think it was about like 2 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna play Overwatch.
In the morning?
No, in the afternoon.
Okay. Just making sure.
And then I just kind of played it off and on all day. Where it's like, man, I'm gonna play this for a few hours. Okay, cool. I got a loot box. Okay, and I'll stop for a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back and play.
I think that's what I was doing. I was like, I'd play for a few games, then alt-tab and go do something, and then go back to it.
Yep.
Adam, it sounds like you've been playing Overwatch, too.
I've been playing Overwatch. I've been playing quite a bit of Overwatch.
Have you played anything else?
Yeah. I played two other things. I played Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix.
How was that?
I played through most of it. I like it. It kind of combines all of, like, the Rhythm Heaven games. Because
mm-hmm.
It is, like, it's a best of. I believe they advertise it as a best of plus more.
Yeah.
And they separate that stuff, like, completely separate it.
Yep.
Like, the first half of the story, like, there are three parts to the story, which I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So the first half is all, like, stuff that's based on the DS Rhythm Heaven game. And when I was getting close to the end, I'm like, man, that's really shitty. I'm like, I didn't like the DS Rhythm Heaven as much as I liked Fever, because Fever is one of my favorite games ever made. And Rhythm Heaven DS, I don't really like that much. So, and then once that ended, it's like, oh, well, okay, there's this whole extra section here. And then it opens up to all the Fever sections, and you're like, okay, this is fantastic now. Because I really like Fever. And then I finished that, and it opened up to a third section. I'm like, okay, I don't want to play this right now. I've done enough.
Can I just ask a question? What
yeah.
makes a bad Rhythm Heaven game?
And so, Fever
yeah.
is, like, all, like, 2 to 3 minute songs of that.
Oh,
and, like,
okay.
And the DS one was more, like, 30 to 40 second minigame, rhythm minigames rather than, like, songs.
Okay.
That's, like, the main difference between them. And I really like Fever a lot more than I like the DS one. So, I mean, it does both of them, which is a good thing. And then they had remixes in the second section, too, where I'm like, okay, I'm on board now.
Okay.
Took a while, though. It definitely dragged in the beginning, because I didn't really know that that
was...
Bye, Denise. Denise is not a really heavy fan.
Spoopy.
So, yeah, I played Warframe introduced a new PvP thing called Lunaro.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Rocket League for Warframe.
Ooh.
And it's really fucking fun. That's all I have to say about it.
I also played some Kirby. Kirby Planet Robobot. That's really good.
I still need to get it.
Yeah.
I played VR Cooking Mama in the fact that I made dinner last night.
So, yeah. What happened? We did E3.
We did E3.
The back half. Mm-hmm. That was Zelda's... or Nintendo's Treehouse.
The Zelda show.
The Zelda show.
All day, every day.
I'm really excited for it. That's all I can say.
Alright.
You can jump now.
I know. Fuck that. Take it back. I don't want to.
Just don't use it.
Yeah, just don't jump.
Yeah.
Just never use the jump button.
I'm probably gonna like be stuck.
Well, you hate it anyway, so you might want to just don't use it.
That'd be a weird achievement.
What, a no jump run?
Yeah, just don't use the jump button.
Is that a speed run category?
Yes.
Speaking of speed run, I'm excited to see what speed runs will look like for that game. Because you can, I've heard...
Everything's on fire.
You can reach the final boss, like, immediately.
Yeah, you can reach the final boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd assume everything in there is, like, so high level that you get bodied.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a lot.
If you wanted to.
I really want to see what...
Yeah,
that would be in a speedrun.
I really hope the only reason I'm saying this is because Monolith Soft is helping out a lot with the game, but I really hope this like there's like a way for like Link to jump like the height that you do in like Xenoblade Chronicles X, where it's like four times the height.
Oh my God.
Of your character.
Yeah, if you like, all right.
Upgrade those boots.
I'd love to.
No,
jump
if you get a rocket
higher.
Launcher and like. Jump and aims at the
rocket jumping. Rocket jumping.
You can rocket jump. I don't know. Bill Trinan already like blew shit up in that game, so I am expecting the moon. And I know I'm gonna get like
the moon from Majora's Mask.
Yeah, you can just play that one. There's a moon in that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was not aware.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit.
I thought that was a sun. A night sun.
What's Majora's Mask?
It's the Zelda game that I don't like.
Fuck.
Did I start calling the moon the
That's
night
okay.
sun?
For everyone.
The night sun.
The night sun? I'm pretty sure I've read that in a couple of poems.
It's blunt. The night sun.
Or the day moon.
The day moon? So what else happened in gaming this week? I've kind of been out of it.
Well, I mean,
a lot of Overwatch.
So a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Mighty Number 9 got released, except for the 360 version, which got delayed. All
right. That's weird. I wonder if, like, retailers started questioning it when they got every other version but the 360 version. Like, I feel like we could have known about this a lot sooner than today.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I still find it to be, like, fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious, but
like,
it's,
this,
it's
even when it's out, this game can't, like, not be delayed.
Yeah. It just exists. This is a delayed entity. Did you see their stream last night? Their Mighty No. 9 launch stream?
No, there was a launch stream.
Yeah, it was weird. It was just two people talking about, like, man, games are more expensive than we thought. I'm like, okay. And there were only like 200 people watching too, so no one cares about that game anymore.
I mean, when I pre-ordered it at GameStop yesterday, because I was waiting for it to get delayed again.
Yeah.
They said that only like less than 10 people had pre-ordered it at the GameStop in Downtown Crossing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
RIP.
Yeah.
RIP.
Yep.
RIP comes up.
Have you played any of it yet?
No, I just picked it up like an hour ago.
You've been here for 3 hours.
3.5
You've
hours
had time.
Ago.
Shit.
Dust on this table. I'm sorry. I'm not cleaning anything else today.
That's understandable. At work, it was me and two other girls working the box office at a local theater this past weekend. And we were like shuffling papers around and whatever, and we were like, this place is just fucking dirty. Like, I had to get a fan to put in one of the actors' like rooms or whatever, because there were a bunch of people sharing a dressing room, you know, theater stuff.
Yeah.
And that wasn't meant to be dirty, just so you know. But like, I took this fan out of the box office and it was like caked in dust. Oh, here, this is the only thing we have.
Have some dusty air.
Yeah.
I found out that when we clean the kitchen, that's the one time the kitchen is cleaned.
Yeah.
All year. I'm like, that's gross.
Yep.
Because this is a children's camp and the people who are here normally are adults.
Who won?
I won. Yeah.
Yeah, you won. I got 24.
Is this the Blackjack podcast now?
Maybe.
Could be.
We're just silently playing in the background.
The soft sound of cards on the table.
Ooh, actually, hold on. Yeah, ASMR.
Soft. Oh my gosh.
Hold that like that.
Hold it. Okay. It's actually pretty loud on the mic.
Yeah. That's supposed to be a lot more gentle. Hey, it's me.
I'm looking at the audio thing right now, and it's like a barcode. Oh, that was really nice.
When that card bridge is just right.
I can't do the bridge, but I can.
Well, that's like a bridge.
Is this what this podcast is?
Shut up, Dan.
ASMR.
Fight me.
This is the weirdest thing we've ever recorded.
I'm sure it sounds fantastic, though.
Somebody's probably enjoying it. Hey!
Okay. Okay, we're done now.
Are we? Sure.
See you next week. No. What do you have for us?
Water.
Cards.
What do I have for you guys?
Yeah. For us to talk about.
Let me see if I can find something real quick. Like, it's been a busy week, you guys.
I don't think much has happened this week anyway.
Yeah, like, nothing happened. I was in a box office for, like, 26 hours. You know.
They announced the new, they talked about how they're going to do the Overwatch competitive mode.
Yeah.
And they're going to roll it out this month, and they were talking about it,
Oh, yeah, the update video.
Yeah, the update video. I watched that. They went into detail, but not much important detail other than, like, they're going to have new rewards for ranked mode and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're fixing some of the maps, like, they're fixing Hanamura.
Which one's that?
Hanamura is one of the pretty trees.
That doesn't
the
help.
Japanese
the Japanese
one.
Japanese,
the temple one.
Yeah. The
yeah.
Temple. Oh, okay.
I love that map.
It's, so it's nice. A great map, but it sucks.
What sucks about it?
So the problem with Hanamura is it's very, like, one-sided.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it is so one-sided.
If you're defending, I'm sorry, rather, if you're attacking.
You're screwed.
You're kind of screwed, yeah. And if you take that, like, it's usually only one team fight on that map. Because, say, if you're attacking and you get through and you kill the team, it's gone. Like, the point's gone. Like, there's no back and forth. The spawn is way too far away for the team to potentially come back
mm-hmm.
and fight back. You need, like, a Symmetra or something like that on it.
Yeah.
And the Symmetra is proving great in these horribly designed maps. so some of them are, like, they're bad for that reason, and Symmetra's great for that reason. But, yeah, they said they're going to fix up stuff like that so it can be more of a back and forth, which is necessary, because Hanamura really sucks. They're going to fix overtime, because it happens way too frequently. Like, practically every match, if it's being contested, overtime happens. They want it to be more of, like, a sparse thing and not happen as frequently. They're adding ranked rewards, so we don't know what the currency... We know what the currency is, but we don't know how you earn the rate in which you earn this currency.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures of the golden weapons leaked today, which is something that players are going to get.
And they look
if
cool.
they do really well in ranked, then it's for 300 ranked points, but I don't know what that means yet.
Yeah.
So.
They need to fix the AFK timer.
Yeah, they do. It's fine. It's way too quick.
That's too short.
It's too short. Like if I'm just like if I'm just joining a match, it's already starting.
Yeah, I can't.
It'll
like,
kick me in about 15 to 20 seconds.
I can't run to the bathroom or something like.
Yeah,
that, while the game is. Fuck you.
I can't run to the bathroom. I don't know if the bathroom is though. Fuck. Like I've gotten kicked sending messages before too. It's.
Damn.
I even got kicked playing Lucio one match. It was. A moment of weakness. I was just playing Lucio, and I didn't do the objective. I didn't do anything. I wasn't even near my team. I was just running in circles, skating on walls. and I just got kicked because I was... It makes sense. But I just got kicked because I wasn't interacting with any of the enemies or anyone. I was just kind of running around, trying to wall skate. Which is really fun. And I also found if you map it to, like, a bumper, it works a lot better on console. If you map, like, his...
Jump?
Yeah, his jump on a bumper, it works a lot better. Because it's easier to move around and stuff on walls and stuff. Because you have to be holding it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that would make it much better.
Yeah.
Is EA's hunt for the next Rocket League born?
No. Rocket League's great.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're looking for a new Rocket League, Lunaro.
They're looking for Rocket League. They're going to play Rocket League.
Yeah.
And also, the new patch for Overwatch came out last week.
For PCs.
Oh,
for PCs,
yeah.
For which
PCs.
Nerfed McCree and Widowmaker.
It reduced McCree's damage.
It reduced McCree's damage from 75... I'm sorry, was it 75 to 40 or 70 to 45? I think it was 70 to 45.
Yes.
Yeah.
His bullet damage. Which is big. It's really big because McCree is absolutely busted. Was absolutely busted. Still hasn't come out on consoles.
So he both is and isn't busted at the same time right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like not great on PC, but still the best character in the game on consoles.
Oh, yeah. Minecraft Wii U Edition is out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bad it's good.
Do you
Sonic
use
Adventure
the stylus to build things?
Maybe.
I think you use the stylus to like manage your inventory.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't click
on the
story.
That was a wasted opportunity.
I'm just reading headlines. Because, like, nothing happened. Yeah. Farming Simulator 17 preview.
1080s
Sweet.
Came out.
Give us a topic. We don't need news. All the news happened last week. We covered it. No one's going to release news today.
Yeah.
It's E3. E3 happened last week.
Yep.
1080s came out.
The 1080s came out. They're out, or is the preview?
I believe
this
they're
PC
out.
Gaming,
oh, so. I meant to comment on your post saying which graphics card you should buy. You should buy the 1080 because the number's higher than.
No, oh my god!
I don't have the money for a 1080.
No, well, you should get 70 because for like the $300 you pay, it's so much better. Like, if you're looking at the benchmarks, which you shouldn't anyway when looking for graphics cards on a budget, it's like. Here's the 1080, and then, like, right under it is, like, the 980, like, superclocked, a Titan, or whatever. And then, like, third or fourth is the 1080, and does, like, just slightly worse than, I think, the 980 or something.
I told you the 960 was fine.
But
I have a 770, and 2 years later, it still runs games on.
Yeah, I have a 770 as well.
It's... Yeah, but if you had 120... To the 960, you get 1080, and that number is so much higher.
But Dan, you should get the blue.
But that's not how it works.
What? It's not in blue.
You should get the blue.
They come in like black and silver.
Make it blue.
Paint it blue. Right.
Use lead paint and paint it blue.
No!
Write 1100 on it, post it on the r/PCGaming subreddit, and be like, hey guys, I got the new NVIDIA GeForce 1100. Do you have it?
In blue.
In blue.
One of one.
It goes fast like Sonic.
Oh, God.
But yeah, if you want to go like all out, 1070 is fine. If you don't, 970 will do you just good.
Like,
enough.
What's your budget for the entire build?
I don't know what that intonation was.
I want to say like 1100, give or take.
So you're going to want to buy
1080.
970? Okay.
You're going to want to buy the 1080.
That leaves him like $300 in his
budget.
Yeah,
but like, but the 1080 is also 10 numbers higher than the 1070.
You should skip this and just go right to 4K.
No!
Just buy a, buy a 4K TV. Just buy a 4K monitor. Don't buy a PC.
Just look at all the things that you can't see.
You heard, Pat.
Let me tell you why you shouldn't do that.
I know why I shouldn't do that.
You said hit me.
Deal me.
The one on the bottom?
Yeah, deal me.
He said hit me. I didn't give him any cards.
All right, hit me again, Pat.
Why are you hitting me?
Shit.
I'll
20 on top. So we're playing blackjack here again. I have my hand. He has dealt me this hand. My bottom card is a two. It's a two.
This is going to be so weird.
And on top, it's a king. He just...
It's a jack.
He just dealt me a jack, so I have now busted.
This is going to be great when we, like, have... the XLR mics. Yeah.
Here, would you like to hear what you gotta say?
This is gonna be super great when we have the XLR mics and we can get up like real close all at the same time and just whisper.
I can't wait to like.
Yeah, Greg's
get
excited.
Up, I can't wait to get up all on the XLR mics and like make weird noises.
Can't wait to edit.
Hold on. Can we do headphones too,
peak?
So I can hear how weird
sure.
I am? Okay, I'm gonna buy a headset too.
Wait.
I can't tell if this is the best or the worst podcast we've recorded.
This is probably one of the best.
This is medium.
What do you need the headset for?
I want it so I can hear myself making weird noises when we record podcasts. How about what
headsets you recommend? Put it at a slight delay and it'll throw you off.
The Hi-Fi
no,
Man
350s. Don't do that.
I don't know what that means.
Wait.
Hi-Fi Man HE350.
So those are like
$200.
So what about
those
like,
are like $230.
What about
not
like,
for
so like a Razor Kraken's like $60. Is that a good
headset? Yeah, a Razor Kraken's good.
What?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Ow, you hit my foot.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with a Razor Kraken?
Here.
No, they're good.
I'm not looking to buy a fucking Sennheiser. What the fuck you
Sennheiser.
Call Sennheisers.
For like
the ones I have are all.
Okay.
And they're like 150.
Pat, they're too big for my head.
Yeah, Pat, do they have a microphone on them?
No.
Okay, I'm going to buy the Kraken.
Do you need a microphone on them?
Maybe.
I have a microphone on my head.
You know,
headphones.
It's better to have than not to have.
I can't hear out of the right ear,
yeah,
though.
The Kraken is fine.
That's a slight problem.
We're not talking audiophile grade headphones here.
Yeah, I'm just talking something I can put on.
Something with good quality that has a microphone that is light.
I just want a headset
like,
I can wear when recording a podcast so I can see professionals.
A hot cast.
Join us tonight at 11:00 p.m.
No.
for our hot cast.
We could actually.
A hot cast?
Yeah, we could do
I'm
a
under
hot
18.
Cast. No,
I can't do a hot cast.
We're all in college.
I'm 17. I cannot do this hot cast.
Can I get your idea? Really messed up before we do anything about that.
I don't.
Yes. We could totally have a drunk podcast.
Yes.
I'm 17. I can't drink.
Okay, then don't do it.
And my age is decreasing by the second.
I'm sorry, Benjamin Button.
This is a train wreck.
Yeah.
This is a fucking train wreck this
just
week.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a train wreck.
Yeah. It's pretty safe to say that I'm a mess.
My brother.
I'm a mess with a degree, though.
What?
Suck it, nerds.
My dad collected model trains, and he gave them to my brother when he was like 3, and he ate them. So he's an actual train wreck.
Oh, this podcast is... Yeah, deal me in. This is the Blackjack podcast, no?
Everyone else want it?
I want it.
Sure.
Ooh,
geez. All right.
You're going to hear our banter as we play Blackjack, because there's no gaming news this week, and we got to put an episode out. Hit me. Are we doing the Nox?
13 on top.
Well, the Nox
oh,
might not be good for podcast,
yeah,
which is why I started knocking on my knee instead of the table.
So just... Say hit me or stay instead of.
You like
I
touch your
snap.
Nose like
ask
they do
me,
in silent auctions.
Ask
like
me
in,
oh, I can
snap
with my left hand.
Ask
like
me
in,
snap with my right hand.
Snap with
I
your
fucking hand. Can't. Thanks for bringing another piece of shit.
I can't either. It's okay.
Oh. If we really wanted to, we could go into question time.
Oh what?
Already?
Yeah, it's like 25 minutes.
Well, we'll do question time and then we'll do ridiculous whatever
yeah.
after. Okay.
I busted, by the way.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, so, oh, never mind, that was on.
Yeah, we actually got
a wild turtle commented on your post. What?
What is this?
A wild turtle.
A wild turtle?
On your picture, someone just commented, somebody by the name of a wild turtle.
Oh! Oh, that's an internet buddy of mine.
Hello, a wild turtle.
Let me check our email. This is a free shout out.
If you get fame from this podcast, we owe 10% of your name.
That's not true.
So just why?
Yeah, I vote the why.
Let me check our email, which is contact@thelifecast.net if you want to email us questions.
I meant to email a question in, but
you
I forgot.
Did? let's see. Fuck email. Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, fuck email.
Please don't
fuck
email.
Fuck that email.
Like, I'm
going to
put my dick in it.
This podcast is a wreck.
The fuck is this podcast?
Oh, man, I don't know. It just is. It's the post E3 podcast.
So nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spot news.
Spot news. Spot. Are you guys still hung up on that or something?
I mean, I got a grade for the past. I hope I still have to do the assignment.
Webmail login. Thank you.
Fuck. I'll ASMR this while the questions are loading.
I have, since we've spoken last, I've asked Patrick Lawrence... I've asked Patrick Lawrence Bowden to deal me in yet again for a new game of blackjack. Let's see what we have on the bottom, shall we? An 8. And a 5. That brings me at 13. Should I hit?
Oh, here we go. You're going to anyways. That probably peaked.
Not quite.
I busted.
No.
I'm ready for a nap.
Right.
Ready for a nap? Me too, but we gotta record this.
But in fact, we are. This is not the nap cast.
Nap cast.
Just 4 hours of snoring.
Yeah, it doesn't look like.
Ew. Pat, if you're doing that when you're.
Do that again.
No!
Do it quieter. Ooh, that sounds
good. I can't do it quieter.
Well, like. Do it, like, kind of quietly.
No, it doesn't sound right.
Okay, fine. Hold it like here. Yeah, hold it like here and do it there. That was probably fucking horrible.
No, it just sounds disgusting.
Yeah, spitting is gross.
Spitting is gross. I don't know why people do.
Yeah! No one needs to hear that.
No one needs to see your fucking spit on the ground when I'm walking.
Yeah, right. It's rude.
It's very rude.
Questions.
Yes, please. Questions. Someone on Twitter called Steam Cancer just followed me.
That's good. As you were saying?
Shout out to the people on the Kind of Funny page that posted
it's true.
Questions.
We don't have an audience and big enough to, you know,
yeah.
Receive emails yet, so I looked to the best friends over at Kind of Funny, and they helped me out. I have 6 questions here. One of them is, you know.
Thing.
One of them
we'll
is
save,
a,
we'll save that one for last.
5 questions and a command.
All right.
Should I say
question?
Full names or just first names?
Just first names.
We have a question here from Michael.
Okay.
Over at the Kind of Funny page. He said, "What's the worst game so far?" Well, okay, what's the worst released so far?
What?
You gotta. Okay, so what's the worst game / most underwhelming game of the year so far?
Ooh.
For each of us.
I haven't played much.
Same.
Same.
What came out this year so far that I've bought?
Yeah, what came out this year that I was dissatisfied with?
Maybe I know my answer.
Was Hotline Miami 2 last year?
That was last year.
Because that's the only one I can remember.
I have two of them severely disappointed by. I could talk about.
I guess Darkest Dungeon came out this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say Darkest Dungeon.
Really? That game is supposed to be fantastic.
I really like it, but like also the RNG is like fucking ridiculous.
Mm.
And that's kind of why I am dissatisfied with it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of, and it's like a minor negative, you know?
Yeah. My two are... Hold on, let me go back to my list. I forgot the second one. Oh, yeah. My two are a Firewatch and Pokken Tournament.
Firewatch, really?
Yeah, I didn't like Firewatch, really. Okay.
I guess I didn't have a set standard for that.
Pokken Tournament.
Well, but I guess for it to be Underwhelming, I have to have expectations. I had no expectations for Pokken Tournament. I'm going to take Pokken Tournament away. I'm going to say Amplitude. Amplitude's probably my most disappointing game of the year.
Okay.
It was actually one of the three games I backed on Kickstarter. The first one I got in. Amplitude, I mean, it's what people expected, I guess. But the soundtrack is kind of really lame. Isn't a hell of a lot for you to do.
Okay.
Besides just play the songs that aren't very good. The best songs in the games are the ones from Crypt of the Necrodancer, and that doesn't really seem fair, because that soundtrack's fantastic on its own.
Yeah.
Crypt of the Necrodancer is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really good game. I'd probably say Amplitude over Firewatch.
Okay. What about you guys?
Everyone else go before me. I have to think.
Here's a list if you want. Here's what I've played this year.
I've literally bought two games this year.
Which
and
was the most underwhelming of the two?
They were both Fire Emblem games. One of them.
So did you like Birthright or Conquest more?
I only beat Birthright, and I really liked Birthright.
So Conquest sucks.
No, it doesn't!
You hear that, Fire Emblem fans? It's horrible. It is the LifeCast's nominee for most disappointing / underwhelming game of the year.
No, that's not true.
No, we gotta wait 6 months for that.
Yeah.
I think, like, the only real answer I can give...
Huh?
The question is just underwhelming games, right?
Underwhelming / worst.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one that kind of works. The Telltale version of the Michonne Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that sucked.
I thought they were going to do, like, kind of go back to their roots with the style of the original one. But it was still kind of lackluster. Like, it was still there, and it was definitely better than 2.
Yeah.
But I was just really hoping that it would be a lot better.
Okay.
And it was just kind of a jumbled mess.
Okay.
Yeah. All valid points.
I have to say Pokken Tournament. It was fun for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, you really liked it for that solid week.
It wasn't even that fun for that week for me. Like, it just seemed like...
I got to play it, like, a half a match. So I can't say.
I appreciated it for what it was, but it's nothing I'll go back to.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of have one.
Yeah.
It's not something that was really disappointing.
Well,
like,
you haven't played Mighty No. 9 yet.
So. I haven't played
Mighty No. 9.
Once I play Mighty No. 9, it'll probably be that.
Yeah. Probably Mighty
No.
9.
But this isn't even an issue with the game. This is just like, I messed this up for myself because I looked into it when I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently played Gone Home because it was from... it was one of the free games on PSN.
Yep.
And I read, like, one review on it. And that review just kind of screwed me over because apparently, like, the biggest thing that, like, makes the game, like, really fun is that...
Say it.
I
was trying to cover it.
I'm not actually going to say it in case people listening haven't played it, but...
Yeah.
Or people here haven't played it.
I haven't.
Okay. It's not the genre you think it is.
Okay.
And
yeah, it definitely sets itself up to be something completely different.
Yeah,
it totally isn't.
And that thing making it completely different is what gets you invested in the game.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And I found that out before I played it, so I wasn't as invested, and I just didn't enjoy it as much as I probably would have if I had not read that review.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So yes. I'd probably say Gone Home.
Yeah, but like, if you're spoiled for Gone Home, then why even bother playing
at
that point? Because that's what that whole game is. It's like an hour for you not to be spoiled.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I think that was everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Comes from Christopher. What has been the most disappointing / worst final boss fight in a game?
Honestly, I want to say Hotline Miami.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right before you get to Biker's levels.
Yeah,
that's
not even really a boss fight.
Yeah.
It's
not that hard. It's not, like, even challenging.
Yeah.
It's just a sense of timing.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
I wish I could, like, add my thoughts on that, but I still haven't beaten Hotline Miami.
I'm
terrible at it.
Honestly, it's like, I'm really bad too, but, but, like, you have to sit down for several hours and, like, just get into a groove and beat it. It's not long at all.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not long. I'm just awful.
Like, if I picked it up now, I'd be just as bad, probably. But, it's just not good. Considering, like, it is one of my favorite games. Like, it just, I don't know. It doesn't do the game itself justice, I don't think.
I mean, in recent memory, if he really wanted my most disappointing boss fight of all time, I'd be here for a long time. So I'm just going to talk about, like, the one most recently that I was disappointed about, and it was the one from Uncharted 4. There is a boss fight at the end of Uncharted 4, which...
Surprise.
Pat, I think you're the only other person who played it here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they tried to do something completely different for the final boss fight, and it was cool that they tried to do that, but it wasn't fun to play in any way.
What's your
Rafe?
Rafe.
Really? You don't remember?
I'm trying to remember that fight. Oh, yeah, fuck. That was so shitty.
Yeah, that wasn't...
Oh, fuck.
There we go.
Yeah. The whole game is so absolutely fantastic. Up to that point, you're playing this boss fight, and you're like, this kind of isn't fun. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just have it just be a cutscene. I'd rather kind of just watch this fight happen than play this fight.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
You guys.
I'm realizing now I haven't played that many games with boss fights.
What about Fire Emblem? That kind of has like a
but,
boss
like,
fight, right?
They're not that bad, though.
Yeah, the Garen fight.
Like, they're actually really challenging at times. For me.
But not
I'm
if, but not if
I
you're
mean,
playing on, like,
I didn't play on Phoenix
mode. I didn't play on Phoenix mode.
I played on casual.
Yeah,
I also played on
casual.
Phoenix mode.
I played on casual, but I also just put everybody in front of Ryoma. It's been so long since I played that game. Is it Ryoma?
Bless you.
The
he's a character in the game.
Yeah, that's Ryoma.
Like, it was just me putting dudes in front of him, letting them all die, and then putting Ryoma to the final boss. It's like, well, you can do this very easily.
Like, I want to try to avoid, like, the general ones people say for final bosses.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, I want to put in something, like, that people haven't heard 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with, some kind of Mega Man boss, probably. Probably the final boss from Mega Man 5?
Okay.
Because it was just like, I mean, Mega Man 5 overall is just like a super underwhelming game. And the final boss is just like, it's just so easy. And it's just like even for like the standard of difficulty that the Mega Man games have, which people say is high, but it really isn't. It's really like absolutely pathetic. So probably that. Unless I can think of something better, but.
I'm just gonna give a broad answer and say any boss that ends with quick time events, that is the only fighting.
Amen.
Because it's like I either like make me pay attention to this fight or don't. I don't want to sit here with a controller just being like X, B, R2, and then panicking when I can't remember what R3 is.
Actually, no. I have a better one.
Okay.
Final boss of Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, all of the boss fights in Chronicles X are really underwhelming.
Because in Chronicles, they're all just tight. They're so good.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that X just has, like it's one of the easiest games I've ever played.
That was
odd. The difficulty is so low in X.
Yeah.
And, like, for all of the, like, the final boss fight was, like, super, super, like, hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, it's a JRPG.
Yeah.
Like, you're either fighting your dad or God, or your dad who is God.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shit.
So, Katamari?
And, like...
Except, like, Katamari's good.
Yeah, Katamari's good.
It's too good for this world.
It is. Katamari's a treasure.
Katamari JRPG. Anyway.
But, yeah, they spend, like, all this time hyping up this final boss fight. Like, you... Like, they spend, like, at least a third of the game hyping it up, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And then you get to it, and it's just like, oh, it's the same difficulty as every other boss fight in this game. This isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's not. It's just not.
Fuck. Again, recently the Phantom Pain had a really shitty final boss.
Don't spoil it for me, I'm not there yet. I mean, it's been a while, but...
No, it's just the fight sucked.
Okay.
Pat? I don't play that many games with boss fights this year, but the Uncharted 4 boss was...
Well, that wasn't fun.
That was not... No, well, that was not fun.
Alright. Alright. Next question, I guess, then.
Alright. Where were we? A question from Aiden. What is your guys' game of the year so far?
Ooh. Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator.
No, sir.
They kept the Xrd?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Overwatch.
This year? Maybe Doom. Maybe, what else came out this year?
Warframe?
Warframe did not come out this year. Yeah, I'd probably say Doom. I like shotguns and I like gritty games.
I need to play the new Doom.
Sam.
It's real short.
I'll steal it from Dave.
Fire Emblem.
I'm still stealing it from Dave. So.
It's the only game I've played this year that I've actually bought, Fire Emblem. Which is good.
It's very good.
I don't know if it's game of the year material, but for me, considering it's the only game I've bought, it is. No,
it's very good. Like, this one's so damn good. Yeah.
I really like the story.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even mad that I would have to pay for the different games.
Yeah. Mine has to be either Stardew Valley or Overwatch. Like, kind of not really much of a contest between those. Like, Uncharted was great, don't get me wrong. Mm. I really like Fire Emblem.
Uncharted's a second for me, but yeah. Overwatch is...
The new Hitman's fantastic and has no right to be. I liked the new Street Fighter for a while. That's definitely on my list of things I really like this year. But I think it has to be Stardew Valley or Overwatch.
Is Stardew Valley still worth buying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you haven't played it, it's absolutely worth buying. That game's fantastic.
Because I need another just, like, do-nothing game. That's, I'm getting really tired of Hearthstone.
That's the best fucking do-nothing game. No.
Okay. That was easy.
What game deserves a sequel most that hasn't had one yet?
Hmm.
Oh, from Jordan. Sorry, Jordan, I almost forgot your name.
Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 10. Out of 10.
I don't know.
Mighty Number 9.8.
I don't know if any game I've played that I want to have sequels doesn't have sequels already.
Maybe it's for a reason.
Yeah.
I
kind of want Undertale to have a sequel. But other than that, like, I just don't want that game to get into the fan base's hands again.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I don't.
I'd rather
want
Steam
it.
Just shut down and games stop developing for them. I'd rather have Undertale have a sequel.
Yep.
That game was, you know, it doesn't fucking need one.
Like,
yeah.
It was really good.
Like, it's made to not have a sequel.
It's made to not have a sequel.
I still haven't played it.
Or, like, an expansion or something to explain, like, the lore.
Make a webcomic.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, it doesn't need another game based.
Don't joke about that.
What?
Toby Fox developed Undertale while living in Andrew Hussey's basement.
No, I'm saying he could do that. Like, a game, I don't think a game is the proper way to expand Undertale. If you even want to, I don't think it deserves expanding. Not deserves, I don't think it needs it. Deserves is the wrong word. It doesn't need it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What games don't have sequels?
Yeah.
That's a good
question. They weren't awful.
This is kind of cheating, but kind of not. I'm going to say Mega Man Legends 2.
Well. Okay.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Maybe one we should have screened before.
This podcast is completely unfiltered.
Shit, this is hard.
Yeah.
Literally.
Fucking shit. I'm thinking of all these games, and like they all have sequels.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Warframe.
Did Okami really have a sequel?
Okami Den.
But, like, was that really a sequel? I never played it.
It was, like, it didn't continue from the first one, but it's another Okami game.
Update 19.
I never beat Okami, so I don't even know how it
released.
Oh, God.
It's releasing in 3 months.
One of these days, I'll get that game on the PS2 and actually beat it.
I guess, like, a true sequel I want to see is a sequel to Twilight Princess. Because, like, it had games that came after it, but there's no, like, continuing the story.
Yeah.
I never beat that one.
It's real good.
I never beat an actual Zelda game. I start them, but I don't beat them.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. Link Between Worlds is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to beat Twilight Princess, but then my save got deleted.
Oh, that's shitty.
That's so sad. Link Between Worlds is also, like, really good if you haven't played Zelda in, like, a decade.
Yeah. Or ever.
Or ever.
I also want Skyward Sword to have a sequel, but I'm kind of hoping that's what Ballad of Breath of the Wild will be. I keep thinking Ballad of the Windfish from Link's Awakening.
I thought you were going to say Ballad of Gatoni, the Grand Theft Auto
expansion. Ballad of the Windfish. It's the same letters.
I have one. Like an actual one.
Yeah?
And it's probably going to happen, but I'm still going to say Shovel Knight 2.
I was thinking of saying Shovel Knight. I'm not really sure. I would love a Shovel Knight sequel just to play more of that game.
Yeah. I mean, their other expansions are supposed to come out this year.
Yeah.
So,
that's bad. I haven't played the original yet.
Play it.
Mm. Yeah?
It's, like, the best platformer I've played.
I have it. Shovel Knight is real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll steal it from someone on Steam.
I have it on Steam, so you can steal it from me. There you go.
There we go.
All right. Why is this?
Hold on. I still haven't said anything.
You still haven't said anything?
I'm still looking.
I also
continue on without me.
What?
Shovel Knight? No, I haven't played Shovel Knight. I played Shovel Knight for one day, and I got to the first boss, and then handed my DS to Dave.
Yeah, that game's real hard.
I found out I'm not as good at platformers on handhelds.
Why would Spelunky need a DS?
I don't know.
It's a roguelike. Are we gonna add like another world?
Yeah.
Is there a sky world?
I don't know.
Don't they already have that though?
I don't know. Is there?
Or
a
is
sky
it all underground?
World?
Is there what?
Is there a sky world in Spelunky?
No. There is a section where if you fall, it seems like you're in the sky, but you just fall to your death. But that's just a cave.
Oh, shit.
Like, my heart wants to say Ori and the Blind Forest, except it ended so well. I don't know where you go from that.
Yeah.
But I want more platformers like that. That are that pretty.
I still have to play it. It's real good. I think I might binge it this week.
Binge.
Right after I'm done binging Orange is the New Black.
I give up.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Nada.
No games need sequels. That's it. It's over.
You've discouraged an entire
Vanquish.
Race.
Vanquish, we need a Vanquish 2.
I would love a Vanquish sequel.
Okay.
Yeah, I've Vanquish is an absolutely fantastic game.
Yeah, I haven't played.
It's game published by Sega from 2009.
Yeah, made by Platinum.
Made by Platinum.
It's incredible.
I remember hearing about it.
It's absolutely fantastic. And
okay. Is it really on PC?
It was short. I think it's on PC.
Okay.
It was short.
Dave probably has.
Gameplay was fucking incredible.
Oh,
it was so good.
So good.
Yeah. And there you go. In the moment of nothingness, I found my answer.
Okay,
that's all the real questions. Would we like to get into our command?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Our command of the day comes from Kazdan. Thank you, Kazdan. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Explain how Knack is the greatest game of all time and why everyone who thinks differently is wrong.
Well, you see...
But it is.
It's... Shut up.
Fight me.
It's, It's a really good exercise for the PS4's graphical engine in particle physics.
Yeah, did you see the particles?
There are so many.
No game has more particles.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, if you were to do, like, particle count, fuck frames per second. I want particle count per second. Like, it'd be in the fucking trillions for Knack.
Yeah.
It sold, like, 10 copies, probably.
Are we supposed to take this seriously?
No.
Didn't it come in a bundle?
It came in a bundle? That can't count, right? he starts off as this little robot, and then he gets more particles attached to him.
And
so
he's a bigger robot.
Upping the particle count per second as the game progresses, it's fantastic.
There's 2Ks in it.
There's 2Ks in it? That's
2K! Think of how many particles you could see.
Now it just needs to be 4K.
Think of how much fucking better if 2K Studios renamed their studio to just KK.
Slider.
And they had 2Ks instead of 2K. Like, not 2,000, just 2Ks.
It's, what if it's, because KK is like K times K.
2K.
So they just
could also be K squared.
They just fucked up where they put the square.
Yes.
Or is it 2 (K)?
Exponential.
I'm thinking about, but like, what if it's like?
So it's like K times 2 plus K times 2.
Hmm. Okay. So then you do that, and then you.
We're doing
it.
Math.
We're doing math. Shut the fuck up. We're trying to explain my next.
0 good. Plus 0 is 2.
Hey, shut up. Hold on, Fat. I gotta slap you for ASMR.
So if I want a 4K TV, can I just go and say I want a 4-cube TV?
A 4-cube TV?
Don't you dare speak to me about 4K again.
Or K-cubed?
K-cubed.
See, now it looks like I left.
What?
It looks or it sounds?
You know what? It looks like I left on this audio waveform.
What if KK Slider has a brother named KK Glider?
What if KK
Does he
just
fly
short...
the plane in the next animal
yes.
crossing?
What if KK short for Knack?
Knack Slider?
And once you remove all of the particles from Knack, he's just a dog with a little guitar.
Then it will be the best game ever.
Well, we have to say it is for the sake of Kasdan here.
What are you doing?
Andres.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was about to type it. So, yeah, that's probably why Knack is the best game. Yeah, and everyone who thinks differently is wrong. Thank you, Gaston.
Yep.
Woo!
You're all wrong about Knack.
I never played Knack.
Yeah,
same. You're wrong about it.
We played it that first week. We got the PS4, and that was it.
I wasn't here.
We have another question, but I'm not sure if he was meant to, like, ask me in the comments or us to say it in the podcast. But he said, are you and your friends planning on kidnapping Greg and the crew to take over their lives as a low-budget version of Kinda Funny?
I thought they meant our Greg for a second.
No.
We're not planning on kidnapping them.
I told him maybe.
What? Why would we want to kidnap Greg Miller?
Someone needs to take over Kinda Funny, right?
What if just, like, be sister organizations? Sibling organizations?
What if there was a GPS tracker in that yogurt?
In the what?
In the yogurt?
In the yogurt.
It would be, like, in a septic tank somewhere right now.
Shit.
No, but what if it, like...
It's stuck,
like,
to you.
Yeah, it's just, like...
Ew!
As you swallowed it, it just, like, stuck to your throat.
Like, Greg Miller
She'd
knows
feel that.
Now do you know, like, now do you realize why you've having a hard time swallowing recently?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
A likely story.
In case anyone missed it. While we were in line for Paxomania... At PAX this year, Greg Miller did feed me yogurt. There's photographic and video evidence of this.
And also, it also got... I follow someone on Twitter who's a big fan. It also got him sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it also got him sick.
Okay.
So you were not alone.
Yeah. I mean...
You and the Arctic Sloth were sick together.
Okay.
I got so grossed out by that. I'm sorry. I don't, like, get grossed out by anything.
What's a sloth? What's wrong with a sloth?
Sloths are fine.
That's good. That's all the questions I have.
Oh, thanks!
Thank you, everybody, who answered for
and,
letting us do something we can't do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not trying to take over Kinda Funny.
But yet. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
That's probably a lot of responsibility. And
it's a lot. I don't want to do that.
I'm not ready to handle that yet.
Can I have Portillo?
I'm 20.
No.
Oh, no. No,
we're not going to take Greg Miller's job.
I'm not
going to
take her. Just borrow her.
Forever.
For an indefinite amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, if there's one thing you don't do in the world of crime, it's steal someone else's dog.
Especially Portillo.
Because then you're depriving someone of their dog.
How, like,
but I
and dogs
dog.
Are like the best thing.
Exactly.
Kinda Funny to only have one dog mascot if you took the other one.
They only need one.
They have two?
That recently added second.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Lola.
Oh. We already have a mascot though.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Eugene. He's a chinchilla.
I thought you were going to say Poseidon.
Yeah.
Poseidon.
Poseidon. Who is fierce right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking killing
it. Did someone take a photo of that?
So I put it on my Snapchat.
It'll be the featured image for this podcast.
I was going to say, make it that.
Yeah. Poseidon's we should start doing that.
Okay.
He is killing it.
What would we have done for boot squeams and teats?
Boot squeams?
I can always take my shirt off.
If
we need to.
I'm under 18. No, I can't.
Oh my god. You're like gonna turn 21 in a few days.
That's under 18.
What?
Let's do it, Pat. He's already 21.
What?
Okay.
Do we have anything else?
No, that's it.
Oh, Andres!
Happy birthday to everybody.
Happy birthday.
But it's Rich's actual birthday.
We just finished.
Hey, podcaster. Sorry I'm late, but I am Puerto Rican and I sleep a lot.
You heard it here first. He's Puerto Rican.
No problem.
More.
Ooh, money.
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 For our drug transactions.
No!
Another stereotype. Puerto Ricans are really bad and do drug stuff. Really, really bad.
No.
One, you three.
We did that last week.
Yeah, we did that last week.
So nobody won.
Ether isn't a competition, you know? It's like when they go and they show
but
up.
Everything
everyone makes it a competition.
If we're in a different school, we get graded and judge all our lives. Someone has to be a winner.
I don't know.
Andres just came in and he's dropping straight.
Move your chair around.
Yeah, did the mic pick that up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll scoot.
I was going to end this podcast.
Scoot
squad?
Scoot squad?
We got a few more minutes.
Yeah.
But like I said, who on E3? Like, we learn in life. We get
but
judged by teachers.
You want to know who I thought won E3?
Yes.
Who had the best press conference?
Yes.
Well, I mean, winning is a weird thing because I don't think anybody won.
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
But if you ask me who I think had the best press conference.
Who had the best
Microsoft.
Fight? Microsoft? Oh,
really?
Think, yeah, I think Microsoft had the best conference. Because I personally didn't like Sony's.
I only like Sony's because of the venue.
The venue was nice,
like,
but the press conference—it wasn't a press conference.
Yeah,
that's why it was a theater. It, had
it was
a
just
theater.
A lot of trailers.
It was just a lot, not even just like.
And then
yes,
Kojima.
It was all trailers. Like there was nothing in between. It's like
Kojima was doing
like,
this.
Hey, you know, like all that like fun we have with Sony, all like the humor we have, all like the quip, all like the Gio Corsi screaming Vita, coming out and like ripping people off stage because it took too long. It's all gone.
Yeah,
it took all that away with this. It's like here's these games that are coming out in a decade. Bye. We're announcing these to look better, even though you're not going to play Spider-Man until 2025. You're not going to play Death Stranding until 2025. You're not going to play God of War until, like, 2019 or 2020 at least.
But The Last Guardian.
The Last Guardian you're going to play in a couple months.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yep. Yeah, still not 100%.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And that could still get delayed, you know? It could still get canceled at this point.
Don't jinx
yeah.
it.
I would say EA had the best.
Yeah. EA
was surprising
in
how
my,
bad it was. That
yeah.
was funny.
It was... So we watched E3 when we were at your place in the background. I wasn't paying attention to the E3 thing. I was just like looking every few minutes to be like, okay, what are they announcing? Oh, cool, Mass Effect. Look away for 20 minutes. What are they doing now? Okay, sports. But I never realized how long the sports segment was this year. I ended up watching it later again that night to rewatch all of it, and I fell asleep.
I did that last year.
For the first time ever watching a press conference, I fucking fell asleep. Just passed out.
Sorry.
It wasn't late. I watched it at like midnight. You know, I usually stay up to like 2 or 3 o'clock. I just fucking passed out.
I did that
halfway
last year.
Through.
That was fun.
Playing more blackjack.
Airplane blackjack.
Cool.
Here, take that one.
But yeah, to answer your question, I think Microsoft had the best press conference.
See, that wasn't so hard. You have to judge people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pat and Bill Nguyen.
I guess this is the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining me.
We're playing blackjack.
You played blackjack for like 10 minutes.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
I guess I take
there
that
wasn't
back.
Much in gaming news this week,
Pat,
so sorry to people who are just like listening to us play blackjack, but
did you guys
hopefully
talk about
Mighty
Number 9?
No,
we haven't played it
like
yet.
2 minutes.
Did you
play?
Yeah.
I picked it up today.
Yeah, it hit me. Not okay, I'm out.
I'm not getting that game. I refuse to buy it.
Yeah, I also refuse to buy it. Fuck Mighty Number 9.
But I will play it.
I've been following this game for 3 years. I'll be damned if I don't get something out of it.
Did you open it?
Yeah. I didn't open it now.
You should probably open it. I want to know if there's a disc in there.
Fiber.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was just the case.
Shake it.
That could be a manual.
Stand.
Open it, Dan.
It sounds like it. I actually feel like
it. It's a
manual.
Cartridge.
Here's the hit.
Yeah, it's a cartridge.
It,
stick. Dan?
Yes.
Hit or stick?
What?
Hit or stick?
Oh.
I can't check the bottom?
You can check the bottom. Huh?
Hit.
11 or 21?
I'll stay.
Hit.
Hit me. Perfect.
let's see. I bust.
I don't think we've
playing Mighty Number 9 on Twitch.
18.
20. I wonder if backer codes went out yet.
I hope that ruins his company too.
I also fucking hope it ruins Compset.
We're all excited.
What do you got?
17.
Okay. I think Sydney won that one.
Yeah.
10, 20, 30.
Oh, no, please.
You got to take risk. You got to take risk. I could have got
Adam eighth. Tech.
It's true.
He took my eighth. You took my eighth. I would have won that. Eh? You got to take risk.
I can't reach.
Sorry. All right. Hit or stay.
There are people playing Mighty Number 9 on Twitch right now. I want to watch one for a few seconds and see if it's running properly.
Is okay. T-Pain?
He was ugly.
Yeah, is it T-Pain?
Adam,
whoa. Did I hit?
I
13 or 3?
He's believing in the heart of the cards.
Hit me.
Yes! He gets it.
Oh my god!
He gets it.
15 or 5?
Well, hold on, I gotta do my math here.
He gets it. See,
you're bleeding.
Yeah, fuck you, Pat. Hit me.
We're not playing for money.
Still.
You had me thinking somebody cut themselves.
No.
Hit or stay?
Me? Stay.
Hit or stay?
Cool. Stay.
Dan?
Stay.
Hit me. Come on, you got to go on. I play.
Nick, why is this game so ugly?
Okay,
hit me. What does it look like?
I've lost.
It's pretty fucking ugly.
Hey.
Oh.
It looks like preschool Mega Man.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What, Babby's first Mega Man?
Who won?
I got 18.
Sorry.
Blackjack.
I got 20.
I got
19.
10.
Oh, God. What?
14. Yeah. 18.
You
want
to know the best part?
Too much.
They used Unreal Engine 3 to make that. Know what else was used in Unreal? Was made in Unreal 3?
What?
Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator, the best looking fighting game I've ever seen.
In the Suffolk VGA
looks good.
The Suffolk VGA winner for best looking game of 2014.
Really?
Yeah,
I remember that.
We had Guilty Gear Xrd signed as the best looking game for 2014.
I remember. All
right.
It was a hard battle between, I think, that and what was the other one? Was Mario Kart there too? Because I know Mario Kart was in like fucking 10
must
of our.
Must have been.
10 of our things and it won none of them.
Hit or stay.
It's such a large dog.
Mm-hmm. Hit or stay.
Hit.
Hit or stay.
I don't think I can. I think it's illegal for me to hit. All right, now.
Hit or stay.
I think after it's 21 on top, you can't hit anymore, right?
No. Stay.
All right, one second. My computer locked me out.
Good, fuck your computer.
Yeah, fuck this computer.
Okay, Dad?
Yeah, I just got a chill down my spine.
Are they multiplying?
So if you'd like a quick update on Blackjack right now.
Here's the
thing. Of my spine?
We've started a new round, if you didn't know. And if you heard me, I hit twice. My bottom card was a jack. The card on top was... The card on top was a six.
14 on top.
The card I received after that was a jack.
Whoa, I thought you were.
And the card I received after that was a queen. So if you do the math.
Yeah, see, yes. Hey, dude, I told you.
I'll stay.
So if you do the math for my blackjack hand right now, it is 36.
I'm good. Timmy, you got higher than me.
I busted. 20.
20. 36. 21.
Damn. Motherfuckers.
What do you got?
16. I messed up in counting.
All right. We're going to go play some more blackjack. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget about the hot cast tonight at 11 p.m. to do some sweet... Cut it. Cut it.